joined on the phone by Dr. Debbie Stroman, who hosts Cover 2 on WCHL during football season, if you only knew, all the rest of the year. Good to be with you today, and how about the Tar Heel field hockey team? We usually talk about the big money sports, basketball and football, but we got to give a lot of love to Karen Shelton, and this program could be going for a second straight national championship, and they have been dominant in the last 2 years.
Well, I'll tell you, you're speaking about one of my all-time favorites. I think I would call her the best coach in the United States that nobody knows about outside of, unless you're a big field hockey fan. But she has been doing it year after year with professionalism and grace. I remember first meeting her. In fact, we're both from outside of Philadelphia, but meeting her when I was in graduate school back in the 80s. And just watching her during that time period, we struck up a friendship. And then when I came back in 2007 as a professor, I was just moseying along in Carmichael Woolen. And I decided to stop in and visit with some folks and see who was still around. And she was the first person that I saw. And she was just as gracious and kind as ever. And I've continued to stay connected with this program. But there is no doubt that she is the queen. She is the woman.
Well, you think about the sheer number of amazing coaches that we have here at Carolina. Obviously, Roy Williams in basketball, Mac Brown coming back in football, but you've got Anson Dorrance in women's soccer. You've got Carlos Samuano in men's soccer, Jenny Levy, obviously, in lacrosse, and Karen Shelton just among that list of amazing coaches. Just about stands out as if not the best, certainly one of the absolute best there's ever been.
I think so, and I think that Coach Williams would love to be able to claim that he took his team to 11 straight Final Fours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and three titles, and she's been runner-up 5 times. She's 21 ACC championships. Every year you go into your program not sure as to how good you'll be in terms of winning the title. You know you're going to compete. You know you're going to have a good shot for the ACC title and hoping that you'll make it to the Final Four. But she does it each and every year. And knowing, you know, what it takes to get young people all on the same page, to understand your philosophy, to trust that this system has worked and it will continue to work, whether you're in the full technological age where we're, you know, using the analytics. In fact, I'll just mention that Coach Shelton is one of the early adopters of analytics. She actually changed her workout regimen based on the numbers and also in some of her offensive schemes. So she's a visionary and she just gets it. It's interesting. She's got this blend of being an old school pioneer, but she's also very visionary and 22nd century, I'll say.
Awesome. And again, going for a national championship on Sunday, and they're going to be taking on Princeton. I just got the final score of the other semifinal, Princeton beating Virginia 2-1. So it's going to be Carolina taking on Princeton Sunday for the national championship. Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, and we've seen a couple of programs at Carolina. Field hockey is one, obviously. Women's soccer is another. And you might be able to put men's basketball into this category too, although to a lesser degree, of programs that just year in, year out, are always not just in the conversation for a national championship, but actually competing for and favored to win and in the Final Four and in the title game every single year. How do you, as a coach of any sport, at any level, build a program that's that consistently successful year in, year out?
Well, I think it's about the players and how they can relate to the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a coach that's actually played the game and played it very well, she was a national player of the year. She won 3 national championships at Westchester University. And so she's been there. She's done that. And so when the players can look at the coach and say, I know you know what it takes, and I know you've been there. You've probably had injuries. You've probably had to deal with a coach that likes to be your friend and then the type of coach that believes it's better to be arm's length away. She's been an Olympian. She wasn't able to compete because it was the 1980 games where they, due to political reasons, all of our Olympians were not able to compete. But she did receive a medal from our country a gold medal, recognizing that. And so she's got a very unique style in the sense that she can relate to the players. I would say the other thing is, because she is visionary, she's willing to take chances. She's willing to look at other things that have worked in other sports and also in the business world. And she's applied that to her program. And of course, it doesn't hurt that you've got UNC. We have great facilities, and as hopefully people know, that due to her hard and smart work, due to the success over the years, the players that have been loyal, how she's able to recruit top talent each and every year, she was granted the naming rights to the stadium. And so her name is on our field hockey stadium. And so when you visit UNC and you're a field hockey player and you know about the excellence in our academics, and then you see this field hockey stadium that is, it's yours. You don't have to share it with other sports. It is your facility. I think that has to help in terms of her bringing a group of young women together as a team. So they have their own locker room space. They have their own, you know, academic space, their own field hockey study space. And of course, they have the facility in terms of the field. So she's got the entire package. And again, she works it very well.
And again, win or lose on Sunday, great program, great team this year, great players, and an absolutely legendary coach. Speaking with Dr. Debbie Strowman, again, the host of Cover 2 right here on WCHL. Speaking of Tar Heel sports, got a football game tomorrow, and although not necessarily the game that you point to on the calendar at the beginning of the season as being a pivotal game, this is a big game for Carolina. Senior day for the seniors, last home game for the regular season or for the season period, and a must win to stay bowl eligible as well. So thoughts about Carolina football tomorrow?
Well, it is all about focus. So when you have the emotions just running because it's senior day, and it isn't so much the seniors, it's the other players who want to play well for their teammates who are seniors because they know this is their last home game. And so everybody's a little charged. Everyone's revved up. You don't want to let your teammates down. And so you can schedule a rival. You can schedule a game that a team that probably should beat you. And so you can help overcome those emotions because people really have to focus. As in, this is a game where we really have to show up. So the danger for Carolina is we've scheduled a game that we're supposed to win. And not win by 3 points, not win by a touchdown, but to slaughter them. And so now you've got that balance of the emotions flying. And yet you've got a game that everybody has to really step up. And so I'm trusting that the team captains, the coaching staff will be able to keep the players really, really, in fact, even compartmentalize. Do the emotions, all of that. But as soon as that whistle blows, it's the time to play ball. Everything else must be forgotten. You have to do the X's and O's, and you have to execute out there.
Carolina looking to win out in order to be bowl eligible. You got Mercer this weekend, and then at NC State after that. Do you think we win two in a row?
Wow. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I think that we will win tomorrow. I don't know if we'll win by 4 or 5 touchdowns, but we'll get that W. The NC State game, not only is the rivalry game, but it's a way for them to spoil our season. And so they're really going to be fired up. If we can't win a ring, well, then Carolina, you're not going to get one. But I'm hopeful. Certainly Mr. Howell, quarterback, is no longer a first-year player. He's not a freshman anymore. He's played the entire season, arguably one of the best performances in our league this year. And I'm really hoping that our offensive line, because that's where it starts, down in the trenches, the offensive and defensive line can hold and do all the blocking and tackling that's necessary. I think it's definitely possible, but it's going to be a big, big fight over there in Raleigh.
Catch Cover 2 weeknights right here on WCHL, weekends as well. Dr. Debbie Strowman, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Go Heels.